Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I hope you're all having a terrific Thanksgiving holiday. It's important to appreciate time spent with family, but as this poem from my new CD, It's Only Fair, points out, sometimes that is easier said than done. I call this piece Parking Lot Philosophy. I do pretty good in a car with kids as long as we're moving. But if you make a stationary, things go to pot pretty fast. I'm a very patient man. That is very plain to see. When people think of patient, they think of men like me. And I am a man of vision who always has a plan. If there's a job needs doing, well, I'm the one that can. Right now, I'm being exploited. My abilities laid waste. She told me she'd be right back and promised to make haste, but I know it's been an hour two, I'm sure we'll start. Now I'm sitting in the car with the kids at grocery cart. I understand she needs her quiet time. I'm an understanding kind of guy. But if she's only picking up some milk, I have to wonder why she is squandering my time this way. It makes me pretty sore. Next time I think I'll come in and help her navigate the store. I remember times I used to help. That was a lot of fun. Groceries in her cart, kids in mine, and joyfully we'd run a cart balanced on two wheels is big time fun, oh boy. And when we'd skid the corners, the kids would scream with joy. I'd help her with her shopping list, which never was complete. How can you have two carts of stuff and not a thing to eat? The meat section was always a hoot. Though some would think me nuts, I would explain why beef is king and expound on primal cuts, and then we would be off again, a happy family outing. Sometimes I'd push her cart, we'd power shop. My helpfulness there was no doubting. They say you can't go back again, and that's what she said too. So I'm in the car at grocery cart with a most impatient crew. The time it seems to drag, the radio won't come in clear, and I think how I could change the world if I wasn't sitting here. The many tasks I've started that I never will complete, because I have to ref the wrestling match behind me in the seat. While she is in that pleasure palace. Oh, I hope she's having fun. Squandering my hard-earned money, a father's work is never done. Just picking up some milk, what a cruel, cruel joke. When I think of all the stuff she bought, it's no wonder this ranch is broke. Does this make me lactose intolerant? The way I feel right now. The next time she says she needs some milk, I'll buy her a spotted cow. Don't ask again, cause I don't know when mommy's coming back. Or why it's taken her so long, of time she has lost track. I just saw the lights flicker, the store is trying to close, but they would never kick out their best customer, I suppose. The automatic door just wiggled, she's finally coming out. What is it about shopping women get so thrilled about? I push the button to pop the trunk. It is the least that I can do after waiting hours for her to come back into view. Soon she will be finished. The time it seems to drag, with a grunt, I hear her toss in that first dog food bag. The truck must be nearly full from the driver's seat, I feel. The back end start to settle as I tap the steering wheel. I did not mean to blow exhaust on her. When I turned the key to start, I was going to pull ahead while she returned the cart. As we leave the parking lot, she comments on the squeal. It must be a loose fan belt. With this load, I could never spin a wheel. The trip home is fairly quiet. I have not too much to say. Give her some time to ponder why she treats me just this way and what a gem she really has. the way I care for her. What she did to deserve me, I know she is not sure. I am into conservation, preserve resources before they draw down. But the next time she says she needs some milk, I think we'll take 2 rigs to town.
Thank you. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. If you are Christmas shopping from your computer this year, I would invite you to stop by my website at rpsmith.us and take a look at the CDs and books that are available. Have a great week. Hoping our happy trails cross soon. I'm R.P. Smith.